Councillor Rena Donaghy, yourself and the Minister for Agriculture, Charlie McConnell, look recently visiting the new primary care centre that's being built in Buncrana. It's understood it's fairly near to being completed and having the public being able to access it. How are things looking at the centre and how has it been developed?
Yeah, things are looking great altogether now. It's a fine, fine, top-class facility, I have to say. It's a multi-million euro project built by Shay McCallion, a local man from McCallion Group. And the architects were also local people, the Galbraiths from Buncrana. Work commenced in 2020, and with COVID and everything, which was restrictive, it was completed on time. It incorporates an underground parking place for 122 car parking spaces, and it hosts a wide range of medical services. I think it covers nearly all the medical services that you would require: doctor surgery, dental services, mental health, TUSLA, physio, you name it. It really is like being in a hospital. We had a guided tour, as you say, and it's absolutely beautiful. It's a great centre. Any place would be very envious of it. My colleague, Minister McConnell Logan, myself, we would have had meetings with senior HSE members all going back a few years ago in an effort to make this happen and then to progress it. And Buncrana, I suppose it wasn't just selected at random. There was a number of factors that had to be factored in: the population need, what we already had, what we didn't have. So we're delighted to have it in Buncrana. Most of the services are already being provided, Daniel, at many different individual locations, including Letterkenny, which is a long way from Malinhead or Greencastle or the far-flung parts of the Inishowen Peninsula, especially when you have to take children with you, you know, for eye appointments, ear appointments, dental appointments. You have to bring them out of school, and you're really talking about 3 to 4 hours, you know, return journey. And then there's the huge rental costs to the HSE for all the separate buildings that they are currently renting. And now all of these services will be housed under one roof. It will be officially opening this summer. And it's great news for the whole of Inishowen.
And that's the exact thing to focus on, that this is a resource now for the people in Inishowen and across the Inishowen Peninsula to access services that were previously inaccessible or very difficult to get to in Letterkenny. Or perhaps, I'm sure there'll be certain services even required where we'll have to go to Sligo, and that is another journey in and of itself. So this is a massive thing for everybody within Inishowen to be able to have state-of-the-art facilities right next to them.
Absolutely. It's brilliant, and we're delighted to have it. Everybody does really appreciate it. And one of the centres that we did have that provided a number of those services had a fire way back a couple of years ago. So that centre then closed, and people had definitely to go to Letterkenny then for many of the services and many of the appointments. So it's great now to have it on our doorstep, have it at home, and we're looking forward to see it opening up.